From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Northern Nigeria metropolis erupts in joy over opposition victory. Nigeria's second largest city, Kano, celebrated the news Tuesday that General Muhammadu Buhari had won Nigeria's presidential election. Chris Stein reports.
Men wearing flowing robes and women with their heads covered line the streets of Kano, a stronghold for supporters of Muhammadu Buhari and capital of a state that gave the former military ruler more than 1.9 million votes in Saturday and Sunday's voting. Mr. Jonathan's People's Democratic Party has won every election since Nigeria returned to democracy in 1999. But despite vigorous campaigning, the incumbent president was unable to overcome Mr. Buhari's message of change. Money changer Afazazi Babadala was one of those celebrating as cars sped by.
The change we have seen, we have been targeting all this change for long, but now we have got it now.
Mr. Buhari's tasks include managing a budget rocked by the declining price of oil, as well as defeating the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast. Chris Stein for VOA News, Kano, Nigeria.
U.S. officials say enough progress has been made on the nuclear talks between Iran and six world powers to warrant extending the negotiations until Wednesday. Negotiators have been aiming to complete a preliminary deal on Iran's nuclear program by midnight Tuesday during talks in Lausanne, Switzerland. Differences remain on such issues as restrictions on uranium enrichment research, how long the deal will last, how quickly sanctions against Iran will be lifted, and what to do if Iran violates the terms. Representatives in Lausanne have been working for nearly a week to break an impasse in talks. This is VOA News. United Nations and international aid agencies are expressing alarm at the rapidly deteriorating human rights and humanitarian situation in Yemen. The agencies are calling on the warring parties to protect civilians and allow desperately needed medical and other aid to reach the victims. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition of Middle Eastern forces are taking a heavy toll on Yemen's civilian population. Coalition bombings Monday reportedly were the most intense since the operation began several days ago. One site under fire was the Al-Mazra camp for internally displaced people in Harad in the north of Yemen. One of the agencies, the International Organization for Migration, has 400 staff members in Yemen, many of whom were at the camp Monday. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says 40 people were killed and 200 wounded. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
German airline Lufthansa said Tuesday the co-pilot who deliberately crashed a jetliner into the French Alps told his flight school in 2009 that he had had a serious depressive episode. Lufthansa said a note was found in emails the co-pilot, 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, sent to the airline's flight school when he resumed instruction after an interruption. Lufthansa, owner of the budget airline Germanwings that was involved in the March 24th crash, which killed all 150 people aboard an Airbus A320 jet, said it sent the emails to investigators and declined further comment. Boston Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev returned to court Tuesday for day two of the defense portion of his trial. Tsarnaev's attorney began calling witnesses Monday after the prosecution closed its case. Tsarnaev, 21, faces the death penalty or life in prison if found guilty of the April 15, 2013 attack. Three people were killed, 264 others wounded in the twin blasts. He and his older brother, Tamerlan, are accused of setting off and planning. Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers contend that both of the ethnic Chechen brothers participated in the bombings. The White House Tuesday released President Barack Obama's proposal to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28%. Below 2005 levels within the next decade as part of a global treaty to tackle climate change. The proposal includes several policies already in effect, such as the higher fuel economy for cars and trucks, energy efficiency measures for buildings and appliances, and programs to eliminate the use of the polluting refrigerant HFC. The plan follows Mr. Obama's pledge last November in Beijing to reduce these things. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.